begin.
Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
Oh, it's Friday. It's 8:30 on Jason and Alexis in the morning. That means it is time for weekly trivia face-off. This is where Jason and Alexis face off versus a team of celebrity opponents. And this morning in studio, we have Don McLean from The Adventures of Bradley and Don.
Woo!
And we have our fearless leader, My Talk Programming Director, B. Arthur.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, look at her. There we go. There she is.
I know. I look like a floating head.
Yeah, that's the way it is over there.
The black. Yeah.
You could fix that. If only we knew someone in charge.
Yeah.
Very zombie vibes.
We're out of luck.
B. Arthur. All right. So today, our topic is Women's History. March is Women's History Month. So we're celebrating women doing historical things with 10 questions. Now, here are the rules of our weekly trivia face-off. We have 10 questions in the game. Each team will play 3 questions in our first half, then 2 in the second half, and we'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question, followed by Don and B. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I've asked the question in full. Now, remember, you have to say final answer to submit your answer. And if you don't do that before the 20 seconds is up or you're wrong, the opposing team has 10 seconds to steal the question and get the point.
And this is great. Nice. I was thinking that the other team would have an advantage, but there's one woman on each team, so it's great. Great.
Okay.
Oh my God, what? I don't know what kind of shade that was, but I appreciate
it. It was directed at me, no doubt.
All right, so.
Demon and woman, yeah.
We have our first women's history question, and it's going to Jason and Alexis.
All right.
Here we go. Our first question. 4 old shipyards and a tank building plant are the centerpieces of a National Historic Park in California, commemorating the women who worked in wartime industries. It's named after what World War II working class icon?
Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah, I was going to say, the one on the posters. Rosie the Riveter. Yeah. Final answer.
Rosie the Riveter is right. Woo! Yes.
Nicely done, you guys.
Go women.
That felt really history to me. That was right.
History. I know.
I was like, ooh.
I know.
And they get harder.
They get harder.
That's the one that the only name I could come up with. And then.
Me too, Dawn. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Was
like,
this is going to be interesting.
Who is this?
We're going to lose, Dawn.
You don't know that, B. It's anybody's game.
It's anybody's game, B. Again,
here's your first question, B. I think your guys are going to get this.
Hey.
In 1993, a law clerk took up a crusade against a gas company that dumped toxic chromium into the groundwater in Hinckley, California. What was that law clerk's name?
Would be Aaron Brockovich.
Yes, Aaron Brockovich. Final answer.
Aaron Brockovich puts Don and B on the board.
Very nice.
You got the point.
Yes.
You're doing well, Jambi. You're doing well.
Hey, the game is tied 1-1. Women's history. Jason and Alexis, here is your next women's history question. Miley Cyrus's real-life godmother also played Hannah Montana's godmother on TV. Who is Miley's godmother?
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton. Final answer.
Feeling good about that? Okay, yeah. Final answer.
Coming through with another point. Dolly Parton
is indeed.
Whew. Dolly Parton's.
Great job. Does anyone have any Xanax?
Okay.
Hold on a minute, Xanax.
I'm just saying, you know,
about some
I'm very nervous. Oh, okay.
A little tootsie roll over.
Oh. Psilocybin, anybody?
I can see time.
Alexis, going very there's slowly. Nine of you.
Hey, how many fingers?
Oh, well, here's your next women's history question, Dawn and B. Going forward, this is a quote. Going forward, no one gets paid more than the queen. That was Netflix's response to the outcry over actor Matt Smith getting substantially more for his role on The Crown than the show's star. Who played the queen in question?
Claire Foy.
Was this the one with Claire Foy? Mm-hmm. Or okay, but there's other ones like know, Olivia but, Colman.
But, I know, but
okay, Claire Foy.
Claire
final
Foy,
answer.
Final answer.
Confidently, she says Claire Foy, and it is correct.
Okay, yay! Good.
There is something very funny with asking that question to either Alexis or Dawn, considering both of you fell into the trap of watching the first season when you meant to be watching the last season.
Oh, yes. And then I just stopped. I was so mad at myself. I was like, I'm so stupid.
What year is it? What's happening?
Yeah. Well, like, they're doing a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like an hour and a half of flashbacks. I know.
Where's Diana?
Probably got a lot to get through before that. Dang.
And why does Philip have black hair?
Yeah.
These were actual questions that were asked on the air about The Crown.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All of these. Oof. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? The game is tied 2-2. It's still anybody's game. Yeah. Women's history continues.
It's getting harder.
Yeah. Yes. These do increase in difficulty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jason and Alexis, here is your next women's history question. What poet...
Oh, God.
Me too.
Yuck.
Yes. Oh, God. The last book I read was Super Fudge. We're screwed. Go ahead. Yeah.
What poet... get a barf bag. Called the 10th muse during her lifetime in the 7th century BCE.
Oh.
Oh, what? 7th century. Oh, my God.
He was only in daycare then, so.
Wrote so compellingly about her love for other women that the word lesbian derives from her birthplace, the island of Lesbos. Name.
Yes, in Greece. Yes.
I don't think we can say that on the air.
This is the deepest. This is the deepest cut I've ever heard on this game.
Oh, my God, Holly.
Well, what's her name?
I don't know.
The island of Lesbos. Okay.
Katie Lang.
Les.
Wonder Woman.
But that's from her last name.
Les.
Les.
Les. Les.
What's the name of the poet?
From Greece.
Greece?
Diana Nike.
Oh my God.
For the steal.
Okay. I'm going to say Lilith. Final answer.
No. Lilith the lesbian?
Lilith. Like Lilith
like
Fair.
Lilith Fair. Okay.
No, that's what it's named after. A famous lesbian.
Thank Lilith Fair.
Lilith!
Can we submit to Trivia Mafia? Can we have a lesbian trivia day? I mean, this all trivia
to.
About lesbians.
Yes. Okay, what is the actual answer?
Sappho.
Oh, God.
You know, as in Sappho.
Yes.
Sappho.
Yes. As in Sapphic.
Oh. Don't say yes now. You said that.
I know. Well, what are you going to say?
Nothing.
Nike? Like,
I said Nike. The goddess of victory. I mean, lesbians seem to have it going on.
I was going to say Sarah McLachlan. I don't know why.
We don't get taught lesbian history at headquarters.
Enough. We should.
No, we don't.
Well, nobody got the point.
No.
But we learned a thing or two. Now,
we sure did.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
Now, Dawn and B.
If you start with the word poet, I'm going to be mad.
Guys, we're all missing the best part. Alexis and Holly had to like steer us the right. Holly mentions lesbian, and then Alexis goes, okay, Her name, Les.
Like Leslie.
Leslie Gore. It has to start Les. If it's a lesbian,
I think Leslie Gore was actually a lesbian. Yeah.
I wanted to laugh, but I needed to concentrate.
Leslie Gore, the lesbian from Lesbos.
She's a lesbian, so Leslie. Leslie Ann Down.
Like
Leslie,
all lesbians are named Leslie.
Sorry to lesbian Jen from Duluth right now. We're so sorry to you. Sorry, Jen.
Oh, well, Dawn and B, can you take the lead?
You know what? Yeah.
Well, if you answer this correctly, you will.
Okay.
Here's your next question in our weekly trivia face-off. What billionaire business executive decided to lean out of Facebook when she stepped down as COO of Meta Platforms in 2022?
I know exactly who this is, and I have to remember her name.
It's okay, just calm down.
Okay. I'm blanking on her name.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
5 seconds.
Elizabeth
Holmes. No.
Elizabeth Holmes, final answer.
This is going to make me so
mad. For
the
steal.
Jace, you know?
Sheryl Sandberg.
Yeah. Oh, right. I was going to say Garcia, but final, you're right. Answer? That's it. Final answer.
Garcia. Sheryl Sandberg. I've never heard that woman.
Sheryl, yes.
I thought she was a women's basketball player.
She is not a lesbian.
That's okay. Sheryl.
This FYI.
Oh, my God.
She is from
Sheryl
Lesbos.
Reeves. That's the coach. Yeah.
Okay.
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 Good job, guys.
Great job.
Sorry I let you down, Dawn.
Oh, God. I said Lilith.
I know.
I got to find out who
Fraser.
Lilith is.
Yeah.
Not
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was in Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lilith? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
No, I was going to say, oh, my gosh, are we done?
No.
But Jason and Alexis have the lead with 3. Don and B have 2. It's still anybody's game. What exciting historical fun facts are we going to learn in the second half of our weekly trivia face-off? Well, the only way you're going to find out is if you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Watch me. Let the battle begin.
Time now.
Let's get back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thanks, pre-recorded Rocco. Back to our weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia. And playing Trivia Mafia isn't just super fun, it's also good for your brain. Learn something new at your favorite trivia night by going to TriviaMafia.com and finding a location near you. And boy, are we learning some things this morning in our women's history.
Les.
By the way, Lilith is a demonic figure in Jewish culture.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No, she's a demon.
Monster.
She's a demon. Night monster is what she's.
Oh, Dawn.
But that's me. That's so why I remembered funny. It.
Oh,
that's
my right. goodness. Learning so many things.
So much.
My favorite thing was when Holly goes, "What poet?" And we're like,
you know who you hired, Amy. Let's just be clear.
I was with you on it.
All right. Jason and Alexis have 3 points, and Dawn and B have 2. It's anybody's point. Let's get right to it. Here's your next question, Jason and Alexis. Mae Jemison is a 65-year-old engineer, physician, author, and dancer. In 1992, she became the first black woman to go where?
Alexis,
is this a space question? ballet? Wait, what?
She might be space. You might be onto something. Les?
Let's go with that.
Space,
let's go.
Total answer.
Okay.
Wow. Good job.
Impressive.
Alexis. Yes.
Mae Jemison, the first black woman to go to space. Jason and Alexis,
God, Lex,
with the point.
Again, we've learned you got to go with like first instinct.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's Lilith.
Unless it's Lilith.
Unless it's, yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next question. Dawn and B, here's your next women's history question. last year, a 14-year-old named Gao Choi became the youngest snowboarder ever to win gold at the X Games. She broke a record set by what American snowboarder who was also 14 when she won in 2015?
Are you serious? My depth of female 14-year-old snowboarders is not deep.
Gosh, it's not Shaun White.
Because that's a boy.
It's Shauna White.
No, it's not Lilith.
5 seconds.
Sue Johnson. Final answer.
Steal. Steal. Do you want to steal? Do you have it?
Snowboarding. No. Was it Lindsay Vonn?
No.
No, she's a skier.
Chloe Kim.
Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah. My God. I mean, Sue Johnson was the lady who ran the Tupperware party for your mom in 1967. You know what?
I think Sue Johnson was the Canadian sex expert.
That
wasn't
was Sue Johansson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know people were going to Canada for sex.
Oh, that show was great.
It was great.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. R.I.P. I think she just recently died.
I think God. She did die.
Yeah, she was a grandma. She was like in her 70s. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She didn't snowboard. Wow.
No, that we know of.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In bed.
Okay. What? Jason and Alexis, we have one more question.
Okay.
Okay, we have to
for
steal this
team,
to win.
Yeah, oh. Well, each team has one more question. Well, Jason and Alexis need to get this wrong, and Don and B, you need to get yours right to tie.
Okay.
All right, Jason and Alexis here.
Come on, Lex. Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. In September 2023, all five major political Sunday morning news shows were hosted by women for the first time ever. Kristen Welker marked the moment when she took over the moderator's chair for what NBC series, the longest running news show in the U.S.?
That would be Meet the Press.
See?
Final answer.
Oh, yeah!
So unfair.
Wheelhouse. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, Jason. Meet the Press.
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm such a nerd, I still TiVo it every day.
Yeah,
every
you probably pull up the episode right now if you wanted to.
I could
to.
Pull it up, right, yeah.
Well,
so wrong.
Dawn and B, here's your last question. Women's history.
Okay.
Robin Herman was the first female sports writer for the New York Times.
Sure.
Good for her.
Great.
In 1975, she famously became one of the first women to conduct an interview where?
Oh, what? Where? Okay, sports writer, the Olympics?
First? Okay, what was the last part of the question?
She famously became one of the first women to conduct an interview where?
In space.
It worked last time.
Space, final answer.
Space, Sue Johnson, final answer.
No, Sue Johnson.
What sport was it? What's on the field? On the field. Or court, final answer.
I know what it is now.
Field, court, Wimbledon? No.
Locker room.
It's the locker room.
Space? The locker room.
Oh.
That's okay.
But that, Jason and Alexis, woo, are the victors of this morning's weekly trivia face-off. Yes. 5 points.
All right.
To Dawn and B's 2 points.
Well, I mean, and Dawn's a winner this week, too. Her pizza rolls won the app madness.
No,
so
I got third.
Winners.
I got third.
Yeah,
got
but
third.
You're still a winner.
You're top three.
Yeah, top three.
Thank you.
Top three.
Yeah. I never want pizza again.
And you know what I think happened with yours, Jace, is that I heard people saying, I love this. It's so good, but it feels like maybe it's a soup.
Oh,
you're talking about App Madness. Yeah.
We had appetizer madness.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, we had an App Madness competition here at the radio station in this, and everybody was involved. And those, what were they called? Dumplings, right?
Dumplings. And it was the most important thing to our company, according to our general manager.
Right. If you don't go, then you're not a team player. Force camaraderie rocks.
That's right.
Yeah!
Voluntold. We were voluntold to do it.
Force fun is the best fun.
It's the best fun ever.
Oh, you're coming down. downstairs and you're going to have fun.
next week on Weekly Trivia Face-Off from WCCO, Power Couple of the Cities, Amelia Santinello and Frank Vassalero will be here.
Nice.
But right now, thanks to Dawn, thanks to... Oh, Amy's her name. Thanks to both of them. Go out there and be yourself,
Lilith.
Right, Lex?
And Lilith. Yeah. And Sue Johnson. You have a fantastic day and weekend, Don.